Good evening and Merry Christmas. It's a joy to be together here to celebrate the birth of our Savior. My name is Pastor James Enderle, part of Morrison Zion Lutheran Church. Here our mission is to glorify God as we gather around the gospel, we grow in the gospel, and go to others with that gospel. We have the privilege of being here tonight to hear the Christmas story from the children at Morrison Zion Lutheran School. It's a joy that they've taken a lot of time to prepare these songs and share this story. And we're excited for you, family, friends, relatives, to be here this evening. Everything should be in your service folder, or you can also follow along on the screen. We're just very excited for the kids to share this great message of Jesus coming to forgive us, to live for us, and to die for us, and to rise again. Our service will begin with some opening responses. Please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Praise awaits you, our God, in Zion. You who answer prayer. When we were overwhelmed by sins, blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. We pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, your manger is our paradise at which we now recline. There, O Lord, we find the Word made flesh for us. There, O Lord, your grace brightly shines. Move us by your Spirit to depend on you alone. Enable us to be of good cheer. Keep us steadfast in the midst of sorrow. Fix our hearts on you, our greatest treasure. For in you and through faith in you, we possess a lasting crown and look forward to honor beyond measure in the eternal glories of heaven. We ask these things in your name, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Today the kids are going to present a story of how joy has dawned. My guess is there's several out there the congregation and the audience tonight that are pretty filled with joy because of what has happened in the last week and last night. We have that white Christmas, something that just makes it feel more like the holidays, puts you in that Christmas mood. I know some people are just waiting for that snow. I saw people out here today on the snowmobiles. I was talking this morning about how some people like snow and other people don't, and I saw people back there cheering about the snow because I know they like to go cross-country skiing, and they're just waiting for the snow. But in the same way that we love snow on Christmas, snow also can bring some trouble, can make roads dangerous, and if you're anything like me, we just reached that winter solstice, and you kind of get tired of it getting dark, what feels like 3:30. If you have that seasonal depression of just darkness and cold and snow, even though snow can bring joy today, there's a lot of depression and sadness as well. Today you're going to hear how joy has dawned. You're going to hear about joy. You're going to hear how this came from the beginning of time, how Christ created us, but then we fell into sin, and so we needed hope. You're going to hear the hope that God gives us as He promises a Savior, and then the joy that comes when that Savior comes, and then how this message of Jesus coming to save us has changed everything. Means that there's truth, that we can have peace and joy in all times, even in darkness. Even when everything is just sad and hard, when your sins are weighing you down, when you've hurt other people and you can't do anything to make it up, when there's sickness or sadness, when there's death and pain, there's things that we need. We need that joy and that peace that really only God can bring, that Jesus can bring, and that's what we get to celebrate today, that God became man to give us joy, to give us a joy of forgiveness, a joy of everlasting life, a joy that means we're no longer separated from God, that we now have peace with Him forever. So my prayer is that, yes, we celebrate today. There's a white Christmas, and we're going to hear that, the kids singing Away in the Manger. We're going to hear all our favorite songs. But let's not just celebrate Christmas today, but let that joy permeate your lives, as especially when you have those troubles, when you are in pain, when there is sadness. Let that joy dawn as the darkness is out there and you know morning is coming. You know what brings you close is Christ and His Word that brings you peace and forgiveness. So today, you get to hear of that joy dawn. But today is not the only day. Take that home, take this message home, and let joy and peace and forgiveness be a part of your life every day. We'll continue with the kids sharing this story. We'll start with part one, The Dawn of Time.
In the beginning, these familiar words from Genesis launch the account of God creating the universe. The eternal God, who knows no beginning and no end, created time. From there, we hear about the creation of water and sky, land and vegetation, stars and planets, and all animals in the sky and in the waters and on the land. And then God created humans. After creating the first man and woman, God established marriage and gave humans their purpose. He blessed these people, named Adam and Eve, and said to them, God also made a way for humans to show their love for Him. He gave them a command that they could follow. The record of the dawning of time concludes with these joy-filled observations. It was not long before the perfection and joy in all of God's creation were shattered, and God's perfect relationship with humans was severed. It began in heaven. In the last book of the Bible, we are told that shortly after God created all that there is, a rebellion took place, led by an angel of light who became an agent of darkness.
War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him.
Back in the first book of the Bible, we hear what this devil, Satan, did next. He seeded doubts and spread lies. He did only what his fallen nature could do, deceive, harm, and relentlessly pursue the spiritual death of God's beloved children. And then it happened. Love for following God's command not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was replaced by rebellion against his command. Eve ate. Adam accepted her offer of the fruit and also ate. Sin and all its evil effects had entered the world. Adam and Eve realized they were naked and they felt shame. They heard God walking in the garden and hid in fear. They avoided any blame for their wrongdoing at all costs. Adam and Eve's rebellion had immediate and severe consequences.
A great darkness had come over and into creation, not in physical light, but in life now and forever. Pain, curses, adversities, tiring and aggravated daily effort, broken relationships, and worst of all, physical death and eternal separation from God for eternity. The prophet Isaiah sums up this darkness that by nature is at the center of every human soul into which all are born. Can there be any hope after this great and eternal fall? After meriting nothing but distress, death, and eternal darkness? Yes. Returning to Genesis, we immediately read this promise from God, graciously given to Adam and Eve after their fateful choice. There it is, the dawn of hope, the first promise of a Savior who would crush the devil and redeem humanity from his evil grasp. The prophet Isaiah repeats this promise with greater detail.
Thank you. A promise made is only good if kept. God repeated the promise of a Savior for hundreds of years, offering more details about the circumstances of the Savior's appearance and keeping it central in our minds and hearts of his people as they endured many ups and downs of their sin-filled existence. But would it ever happen? Would the Savior ever appear? Generation after generation died still waiting. Would God ever fulfill that promise? Would he keep it? The gospel writers report the details. When the time was right, God sent his messenger to a young virgin named Mary. A pregnant virgin, yes, just as Isaiah foretold. But this would cause quite a stir in the community. An unmarried woman found to be pregnant. Matthew records the commotion in God's faithfulness to his salvation, promise, and plan. Trusting in God's promises, Mary and Joseph move forward to the blessed day of the Savior's birth. Luke records the final details of that first Christmas.
when Jesus, the world's long promised and only Savior, was born. God ensured that the news began spreading immediately. Luke continues his report. To you, those words know no time, know no bounds of time or career, of status or reputation, of sin or shame or guilt. This event wasn't just for the shepherds. It's for all of us too. Jesus was born to be your Savior and mine, the dawn of joy for all the world. Such joyous news calls for glorious praise, and the shepherds saw and heard just that.
good news of the long-awaited birth of the Savior had a remarkable effect on these shepherds. Luke tells us, and what did the shepherds do after finding Jesus in the manger? Luke tells us that they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and that they returned to their fields and flocks, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The birth of Jesus was a turning point in history, from waiting on the fulfillment of a promise to sharing the news of a promise fulfilled. They wouldn't be called Christians until some decades later. But the birth of Jesus was the dawning of a new name for people of God, followers of the God-man Jesus. Luke tells us in his other book in the Bible, Acts.
Like the shepherds that first Christmas night, God's believers share throughout the world the good news of sins forgiven in Jesus. And the Lord blesses that effort. Luke shares this report about those first called Christians.
And
The good news that began at Christmas culminated in Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Jesus' death in our place redeemed us from all our sins. His resurrection defeated death forever. This salvation is ours. This free gift is ours to share with everyone.
We'll now continue by worshiping God, by glorifying Him with our offerings. At this time, we also ask if you can sign the friendship registers that are located in the pews in the middle. Thank you. Thank you. Before we stand for prayer, just give a few special announcements and then a thanks for you all being here tonight. In the back, you can see we have some announcements. There's a lot of different things that are going on. We're starting a new, we're in the middle of a two-year Bible reading plan. In the back or on the announcement sheet, you can sign up to join that, read through the Bible. It's a fun way to do it. You can comment on there. Also on the announcements, it talks about some of the activities that we have. We have open house for the school, a night for a day. Also the Unifying for Ministry, as we're continuing to talk with Emmanuel Shirley about how we can do ministry together. And also our new early childhood ministry that we're working on. A lot of information in there. So I encourage you to pick those up. Also has the information about the poinsettias, that these were donated in memory of many people. So encourage you to pick that up. Also, there's hymnals downstairs in boxes, both the red ones and the blue supplements. If you're interested in taking some of those home, we have the new blue hymnals in our pews, so you're welcome to take a red hymnal or the smaller blue hymnal downstairs. The rest that don't get taken will get donated, so feel free to take one of those. Also, at the end, after the kids recess out, after singing, we won't usher you out. We've been doing this on Sundays where we let you talk, greet the people next to you. So we encourage not everyone to rush out at the same time. And it worked well this morning where people, it was still organized. So we won't usher you out. Feel free to stay up here and talk with friends and family up here or downstairs. Also, kids will all get a bag on the way out as well. I believe that is everything, and so we'll continue with prayer. Jesus, you are the light of the world. You became flesh for us. You were born in a manger for us in your humility. You lived in our place and went to the cross for us to pay for our sins. You died for the sins of the world. By faith, we know our sins are forgiven. Let this truth give us hope and joy and peace today and forever. Help it to cheer us in difficult times and to motivate us to love you and others, all because we are loved by you. We thank you for this day and for all the children that were able to share this message. We thank you for the faith you give them. Strengthen us all to hold tightly to your word that breaks into our hard hearts and sinful nature, to work faith in us, and to give us forgiveness. Bless our celebrations this week. Help us to remember why we gather and celebrate that Jesus has dawned, that the joy has dawned through the light of Christ, the Savior of the world. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, go in peace, live in harmony with one another, and serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. You may be seated for our last hymn.